Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Jesus Film Project presentation. My name is Olu Adegbole. I work for the Jesus Film Project at our headquarters in Orlando, Florida. And this is?
Alyssa Emmel.
She also works at headquarters in Orlando, Florida with me. I work with the fund development team at the Jesus Film Project, and Melissa works with?
Film production,
okay. The Jesus Film Project. Everyone, everywhere, encountering Jesus. That is our focus with the Jesus Film Project. For those of you who don't know and who aren't very familiar with the Jesus Film Project, the Jesus Film Project was started by Bill Bright, who's the founder of Crew. Back in 1979, he understood and had vision for film in society and in the world. And he saw how powerful the medium of film was, and so he commissioned for the making of an evangelistic tool, which is the Jesus Film. So the film was made back in 1979, and ever since 1979, the film has been dubbed, or translated as we say, into the languages of the world. That's what we do. Even now as we sit here in this room, there are teams of people, usually in twos, possibly threes or fours, that are right now dubbing the language in a new language, or dubbing the film in a new language rather, and other teams that are in waiting, ready to be sent somewhere in the world to do the same thing. And so, just to give you a few numbers, right now 60 million exposures or products have been distributed since 1979. 200 million indicated decisions to follow Jesus have been made. 4.9 million views on media just in 2015 alone, just last year alone. And that excludes what's being shown and seen on YouTube. And so right now, as of the making of this PowerPoint presentation, the film is in 1,451 languages, and it's could be that today or tomorrow that number will have increased by one, two, or more languages. And so just to give you a perspective on that, the Jesus Film is actually in the Guinness Book of World Records. There's no film that's ever been made in film history that's in even nearly as many languages as the Jesus Film. So that's very historic, very important. It is very possible that there's no film that's ever been made that's been seen as much as the Jesus Film as well. It's over 6 billion views since 1979. So, why film? Why did Bill Bright have a vision for film? Well, he saw that movies touch the heart and that they break barriers. With the Jesus Film Project, we call it heart language. And so we saw that something that you and I take for granted. We can watch hundreds and hundreds of films in our own language, and it really doesn't impact us. It doesn't mean as much to us as until we see that there are many languages on this earth that have no film in their language at all. And to be honest, when we do a Jesus film, oftentimes it's the first and only film in that particular language, period. And oftentimes it stays that way for some time. So Bill Bright saw that movies touch the heart and they break barriers. There's nothing that communicates to a person more than hearing their own language. For those of you who may have traveled overseas, understand that when you say even one word in somebody's language that's not your own language, it really impacts them. It really impresses them to hear someone see that their language is important to them enough to even learn one word in that language. And so Bill Bright said, let's take advantage of this opportunity to really touch people's hearts and to break down barriers of all sorts through the medium of film. And so film also transcends written communication, especially in oral cultures. Many of the cultures around the world are oral cultures. We're still an oral culture. We've gotten away from it a little bit more than most cultures have. Many cultures are strictly oral. They don't have a lot of languages, don't have any written communication forms whatsoever. They don't have the Bible in their language. They have no books in their language. It's all oral. It's all communication is done orally and verbally. And so film really impacts cultures like that. Film really, it really is important in cultures like that because film is oral. It's oral, it's visual. You don't have to be able to read in order to watch a film. You don't have to be able to write in order to watch a film. All you have to do is be able to listen and hear. But even if all you can do is listen, you're getting the gist of what's going on in the film. So movies can cross cultures, and what we like to do is we like to use film to ignite conversations, and that's what the Jesus film, it does. It crosses cultural barriers of all sorts, all kinds, and it opens up the door to be able to ignite conversations, and the most important conversation being the conversation about the gospel of the Lord Jesus, conversations about our Savior, the only Savior of the world. So, a little bit more about the Jesus Film Project. Melissa, in particular, is on the team that writes and shoots new films every year. So we didn't stop just with the Jesus film. That was only the beginning. That's our flagship. That's what got us started. But we make new films all the time. And actually, for those of you who may have stopped by the booth, you can still be a part of the ongoing process of making new films, because there's so many things that can be done in the realm of filmmaking, so many things that can be done in the realm of ministry and the realm of ministry and filmmaking combined. So if you have any ideas, any suggestions that you see could help you in the world that you work in, with the people that you work with, wherever that is, whoever they are, let us know. We're open to suggestions. We take suggestions all the time, and we try to do the best that we can to take those suggestions and bring them to fruition. A teammate of mine who helps raise funds for the Jesus film alongside me, but he also does part-time driving for Uber. We all know about Uber. And so what he does is every one of his clients or customers that gets in his car for Uber, he gives them a Jesus film or a Magdalena and shares the gospel with them. So again, just one of many ways that different people doing their own thing find, hey, you know, this is how I can use this film in my world, in my sphere of influence with what I do. So we also fund efforts to bring Jesus-centered videos and films to languages of the world. So it's more than just one movie. It's many movies and many movies yet to be made. Okay, now Magdalena, which you see here, and the story of Jesus for children, which we don't have represented, we call Magdalena the women's version, and of course, the story of Jesus for children is the children's version. Both of those are based on the original Jesus film that was made back in 1979. However, additional new scenes were shot for each one of those films. The Magdalena, it focuses on how the Lord Jesus ministered to and interacted with women. Many people think that Jesus just interacted with men, coming from a patriarchal society, that he only dealt with men, but in the scriptures we know that is not the case. He dealt with women as well in a very powerful way. The woman at the well, which is addressed in Magdalena. The woman in the temple who was healed, that Jesus healed. You know, so there are women that Jesus impacted their lives in a powerful way. And so we wanted women around the world, especially women who are from societies where women are not valued. We wanted those women to know that you may not be valued in your culture or your society, but you're valued by the Lord God, you're valued by Jesus. And so the same for children. We wanted people to know that Jesus interacted with children and that Jesus values children, and that's from the scripture. Okay, here we have the Walking with Jesus Africa, and we also have a Following Jesus India version. And both of those are discipleship series. So the Jesus film is more than just an evangelistic tool. The Jesus film also values discipleship. We want people to know the gospel and to come and follow Jesus, but we also value that people learn of Jesus, because that's what he commanded us to do, to make disciples, not to make converts, to make disciples. And so we created these tools, Walking with Jesus Africa and Following Jesus India, to be able to show what it means to be a follower of Jesus in Africa. What does it mean? What does it mean to give up idols and idol worship in Africa? What does it mean if you come from a society where a man can have two wives, three wives? What does it mean for that man to become a follower of Jesus and he has two wives and three wives? So these are very important topics that we don't have to deal with here in this culture, because our culture is very different. But in Africa, these are very real issues that they have to wrestle with, and they have to understand what it actually means to be a follower of Jesus and how that impacts their life and their culture. And so we have the same for Following Jesus India, same type of thing. Okay. Well, we also have short films that we use, as I said, to primarily be conversation starters. These are short films that we ourselves make, and these are also short films that we commission to be made, or that we acquire the rights to be used from people that are not necessarily with the Jesus film. But the purpose of these short films is to start conversations. The whole purpose is to get the person that is in question to a place where we can have a dialogue and conversation with them about the gospel and about the Lord Jesus. And so we have numerous short films that are on a number of different topics, whether it may be peace, whether it may be strife or struggle in the family, whether it may be just a myriad of topics. So it addresses different things that people may be dealing with in their lives, and it helps us to get to a place where we can then use that as a launching pad to have a spiritual or gospel-centered, Christ-centered conversation with them, to share the gospel with them. Okay, so as far as how others have used the films and ministries, there are many organizations, many ministries around the world that see the value in the Jesus film, in the various products that we have, the various films that we have, and they find different ways to use it. As I shared with you, just my own coworker, my own friend who drives Uber, he gives out the Jesus film to his clients as he drives Uber. And there are many churches who find different ways as they do church planting or as they do evangelism around the world. They take Jesus films with them, Magdalena's Story of Jesus for Children, and give them to people, take them to the communities where they go around the world. Melissa, do you have any?
So there's several that you can do with Magdalena. Like some of the ideas, I know y'all do Boxes of Love, and I have a friend in New York City who started a ministry to some kids in the projects, and she'd just go over there and play with them, and that's how it started, you know, on Saturday morning. Well, then after doing this for weeks and months on end, she got to know the moms. And then she started having this little discussion group with moms, just, you know, that were hanging around, and they weren't necessarily Christian, because I think one of them was Muslim, and she invited them to study the Bible. But I think a great resource for that would be Magdalena, because it's divided up into sections. Like, there's, I think, 9 sections. And we have a Bible study that goes along with it. And I'll pass this around. It's just the only copy we have. But it's a Bible study, and there's a leader's guide, so has all the questions for you. You can actually download this from the internet, and like I think this is in like 19 languages, and Magdalena is 139. So we got you covered on languages, surely. You never know, but anyway, I'll pass this around. So there's some ideas like that. It's kind of an evangelistic, you could say, come to this discussion group about Jesus. You know, especially if you've given them a box of love or something. So I'll pass that on. And then the other thing that's kind of more discipleship-oriented along with that is Rivka. This is discipleship for the Christian. It's the same thing. It's set in the first century with women talking. It's geared towards women. We really made this for Middle Eastern women, so you'll see that it goes into a lot of more description about, you know, who is Jesus. It's we don't start from a Judeo-Christian background. But this also is like a Bible study. The DVD combination. Yeah, I guess so. Something like that.
Just to give you an idea of something simple that can be done, back when I first started with the Jesus film 9 years ago, I think it was probably 8 years ago that I did this, but you'd never think of something like this. It's what I did was I went to my county library system, the county that I live in, and I had the Story of Jesus for Children, the Magdalena, and the Jesus film put into the library system. Something very simple, you know. It wasn't there before. I contacted the right people, did the work. It took some effort. You know, it took some effort, took some time, calling, emailing back and forth, and okay, can we do this? And then getting them to them. But, now it's in the system. Now it's in the Osceola County Library system, and it's right there on the shelf. People are checking them out. So that's something very simple that can be done, I mean, just to make it available, just to make it available so that that person, when they're at the library, they may be looking for, okay, let me, Batman, no, let me check out this Jesus. And there you go. Somebody gets the gospel because it's sitting on the shelf at the library when otherwise it wasn't. So something very simple. So I encourage you to be creative. Think about different ways that in your community and in your sphere of influence, how you could impact your community with the gospel by even doing something simple, by making the Jesus film or Magdalena or Story of Jesus available, simply even handing it to your neighbor. Now, as far as our Jesus film media app, well, now would be a great time. How many of you have the Jesus film media app on your phone? Excellent. Okay. Well, how many of you would like it? Those of you who don't have it, okay. All right, well, we can go ahead and download it and you'll see just what an amazing tool and resource it is. All of our films, whether it's the short films, the Jesus film, the Magdalena, in whatever language that we have, you can access it through our app, right, by using your smartphone or your tablet, iPad, what have you.
It's an app.
It's an app.
So you can go to Google Play or App Store. Yeah, okay. It's on both Android and iPhone. Oh. And Jesus Film Media.
So the Jesus Film Media app gives you access to our full digital library. It's 200 films and growing, full-length films and short films, and 1,400-plus languages. So it basically doesn't matter if you walk up to anybody anywhere. You can open up your app and show them the Jesus film, very likely, unless we haven't done it in their language yet. You can show them the film in their language, and I guarantee you, I encourage you to try this. I guarantee you they will be shocked, and they will be so impressed with you. You will make an instant friend. This happens all the time. You'll make an instant friend. They will love you because it's very likely that that person has no film in their language. It's free.
Yeah.
No cost whatsoever.
What I did on the way here was I was in this super shuttle sitting next to a lady who was Indian of some sort. And I asked her where she's from. We started having this conversation. I think actually she started a conversation with me. And it has to power down and then power back up.
Okay.
So I was talking to her. I said, what language do you speak? And she said something like Canada. It sounded like Canada.
Canada. Mm-hmm.
With a K.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell her what I was doing. I just flipped out my app and I go, is it this your language? I said, we have a film in your language. We have actually four films in your language. Mm-hmm. And, she was very surprised, to see that. So, and then right after that, I had to get off. We got off. So I planted a seed. Maybe then she'll got a water somewhere along the way. But it's also entertaining for your kids. If they're learning Spanish, you can sit them down, make them watch Jesus film in Spanish, or pick bizarre languages. I do that to my kids and pick bizarre languages and let them watch Jesus, and they're like, Jesus is speaking really weird.
The various languages, you can pull it out and scroll it out. So it shows you the countries where languages that we have are located. So we have Egyptian. Yeah, so you can try to find what languages are available in what country. So it tells you the languages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it helps you to easily access. There you go. All right, well, moving along. So you'll find in the short film section of your app, you'll even find sports short films. And me personally, I'm a big sports fan. I play basketball, soccer. I just love sports. And so right here in the short films, you'll have short films about Olympics. You have an American sprinter, an American bobsledder, a Kenyan marathoner, Chinese speed skater, Brazilian swimmer. So you have all types of different short films that pertain to different subjects, and in this case, sports. So if you have somebody that's interested in sports or a big athlete, you have short films that talk about sports and transition into the gospel, transition into conversations about salvation. So, or at least help you to transition into those types of conversations. And unfortunately, we can't show those right now. So getting back to what I started with, we have all of these resources, but we're always looking to grow our library of resources, our library of short films. And so we're always looking for new ideas. We're always looking for people who are willing to partner with us. So that could be you. If that's you, don't hesitate to share any idea you may have for any type of film or resource that you see could be helpful to you and others like you doing the type of work that you're doing where you're doing it. So please share those ideas with us, and we'd like to see if we can make those happen. And you might even, who knows, you might be on camera, you might just be sending us in a written idea or an email with the idea, but you never know, you might be on camera yourself. So I think that ends my portion. Now it's Melissa's turn. Got it.
I'm gonna do it backwards. Or is the speaker supposed to be this way?
Move here. No, that's the speaker right there.
Okay. Okay, so we talked about Magdalena and Rivka a little bit. The other discipleship-oriented, since I know we're very into it, and I'm very curious. Okay, I'm gonna qualify my statement here. Jesus' film is very good in the village overseas. We are still in the learning process in the inner city, and that's why we are coming in, asking for surveys and asking for feedback, and talking to you, and asking y'all lots of questions. In fact, we talked about doing this whole seminar with just us talking, you talking to us, because that's kind of where we feel like we are. But then we thought, well, okay, we'll show them what we have, and then maybe you can see how it could be adapted. So one of the films we did was, this is a 5-episode discipleship series based in an African village. And the interesting thing, he mentioned it earlier, the interesting thing about this is that there's a lot of crossover to what we deal with today. So the topics are assurance of salvation, fellowship of believers, the Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit, and growing in the Spirit. These are basic things that a new Christian needs to know. So I'm curious to know whether this would be effective in the inner city. I've had two different people tell me, neither of them experts in the inner city. One person said, oh, don't show them that. That won't be effective in the inner city. And then someone else said, you know, I think I've heard people say that they think this would be. So even before I leave, if you could watch one episode, which are about 15 episodes, and just tell me if you think it would be helpful or not helpful. Sometimes it's nice to see how another culture deals with Jesus, you know, that's not an American culture. Sometimes it can get in, you know, when they put up barriers this way, you can get in this way, you know. So sometimes that's what... You can get it on the app. I'm pretty sure it's on the app. Is it on the app? I think it is. Okay. Walking with Jesus.
Okay, it's on the app.
Okay. So you can watch that and you can give me feedback on it. The other one that is on the app that is popular in prison ministries is My Last Day. It's a 9-minute anime film. Anime being Japanese animation. It is produced by Studio 4C, and if you have any anime fans who are in your church or whatever and you show them this film, they're gonna freak out if they're big anime films. I've seen people go, what? That's Studio 4C. I haven't even told them that. They recognize the artwork from being from Studio 4C. I've had people say, my sons are taking Japanese in college so they can watch anime without having to read the subtitles in English. It's a 9-minute film based on the thief on the cross. So it starts off with the thief in jail. So that's why a lot of prison ministries like to use that film. I know it's kind of hard to get into prisons because you can't take in your cell phone, but you could download it, put it on a DVD, send it through the process or whatever, 2 weeks later use it or something like that, you know. My Last Day, and it's on the app. I don't know how it's like 200 languages or something like that. So,
32 languages.
And we're in the process of making some. We have four other scripts written. The person who wrote this is Barry Cook. He did Mulan. He's done some other films, but Mulan, and he's working on a Japanese anime film right now. But anyway, he wrote all the scripts. We have four other scripts we're just trying to get funding for. And we have another one that it's not on the app for sure, right? The Demoniac?
I don't think so.
Okay. We have another anime, and if you email me, I'll give you my business card. If you email me, I'll send you this. It's a rough draft anime. So it's like pencil drawing, but people have been using it in ministry, even though it's not even a fully complete. Basically, what we're doing right now is it's the Demoniac, and we're doing virtual reality with it. We're going to do Oculus Rift right now, so it'll be virtual reality. They can go like this, and we have some guys over at Universal Studio who are working on that. Okay, so one of the things that some people in India are doing, it's that I love this concept, and you have four Christians who invite four friends to lunch for 4 weeks, and every week they show a short film and have a discussion. And the person who did this was a crew staff woman in India, and what they do is she had some tablets, the smaller ones. And they eat lunch, and then they break up into two or three. They look at a short film and have a discussion about it. So the films that she used, we asked them. She says she's been very successful with this, much more successful than other strategies. So the first film she used is Not Evelyn Cho. That is on your... Not Evelyn Cho is a film, and she was with women, so this is about women. Not Evelyn Cho is about a woman who's very lonely, and so she keeps ordering stuff because she thinks the UPS guy is cute. So, but anyway, it opens the door to talk about loneliness. And I asked him, I said, well, this is a white woman. How does that cross culture to India? And she said, it's not a problem. Not a problem. They use it. The second week, so that theme is loneliness. The second week, the theme is guilt and shame, and the film is Jangled. And that is a film about a woman who steals a bracelet from a museum, and the bracelet attaches onto her arm and then starts to grow. And she starts to get like a heavy, all these bracelets that she can't cut off. She can't get them off. It's kind of a comedy. And until she goes to confess that she's the one who stole it, then the bracelet falls off. So that theme is guilt and shame. So the third week is Cabernet. Cabernet is a film about a young man who's going on a blind date, and he spills wine on his white shirt. So he goes in the bathroom, you know, and he starts to do this, and then he gets a spot about this big. And he's just nervous, and she's calling, she's on her way in, and he's freaking out. And the waiter, who also happens to be wearing a white shirt, takes off his white shirt and exchanges it for him. So now so he can have the blind date in a nice outfit. So that theme is guilt is taken away. And then the last film for the 4 weeks is the Falling Plates. Have you all seen Falling Plates? That's also on the app. One of the films, it is basically a gospel good news presentation in 4 minutes using the analogy of plates. So it's a bunch of plates that are broken, but one plate doesn't seem to break, and so it's basically talking about Jesus. So one of the things we talked about is that we make new films, but we also acquire new films, and I'm going to mention some films out here. I can show you the videos later, but there's one film called, it's the true story about John Turnipseed. Have you heard about these films? There's a Turnipseed trilogy. They're about 15, 20 minutes each. It's about a man who, you know, had a rough life, you know, ends up in jail for a long time, and then gets out. So for those of you who are dealing with young men who have, you know, rough life, I've heard that it's been really effective in prison, showing these films. One of the things they told me, though, is that it's set in a trilogy, and they used to show them like one a week, but it was so depressing after the first week that they decided to just show them all. in 1 week, so it's like an hour and a half film, really, in three parts. You can find those on Google, and if there's interest, we go out. If there's a film that you say, I like, but I can't get to it, you know, it's on Vimeo, I want it on DVD, tell me about it. We'll go out and see if we can buy the rights to use it and to make DVDs, and then we can give it for you, get it for you. No, we haven't done it. So usually we wait for a request from the field. So that's why y'all are important to us, is because, you know, we can sit up in our little white ivory tower and think of great things to do, but maybe it's not effective. So we really need people to tell us, hey, I really think that's a great idea. I've heard from other ministries. They also have a Bible study curriculum that goes along with it. So I think that, you know, it's possible that it could be... something that would be very effective for prison ministry, or, you know, people who've been in and out of jail a lot. The other one is, there's a film, Sean Welcome, who did Theophilus, that y'all saw during the main session. He also has done a couple of other poems, and one poem is called H2O. You can find it on his website. I can also send you those links if you like. And he will acquire that one. If, you know, it has some visuals on it, or we could make the visuals. And then there was another one where it's just the spoken word. There's no visuals yet, called Daddy Loves You, basically talking about, he talks about how he doesn't have a dad, but God, our Father, is his dad. So it's a poem about that. So those are some examples of things that are films that we would be interested in acquiring on your behalf, not making you pay, but I mean, we'll take the cost of writing up the contract and getting the, you know, permissions to use it, and then be able to give it back to you, as well as make new films. So, if you see any of these products here and you say, ooh, I'd like that, but inner city, or, you know, we need a follow-up discipleship. It seems like what I'm hearing is we need discipleship, follow-up stuff, and we need stuff for young men. That's like your the ultimate top list, you know. Yeah, you need everything. Like, one person goes, can I check everything? I'm like, well, try and check the most urgent, you know. So the other thing, and there was one guy who asked for it today, and I forgot, who he is, and I was like, he was asking me if we have stuff for children. And we have something for children. It's not on the app yet, but it's called Archivo Zero, or File Zero. It was done by Spain, some staff in Spain, and it's cartoon set in the future. The truth has been suppressed. They're looking for the truth, and it's a series and a whole strategy that goes with that. So I'm going to give out my business card and. Or maybe do we have a sign-up sheet? Maybe I should get the sign-up sheet from them, maybe I'll send you some of these links that I was hoping that we can have you write down, but here. Can you grab my purse? I think my... And then if y'all think of anything, I want you to definitely, or pass around my card and say, if you know someone who has a lot of ideas, who's real creative, or, you know, if you say, I'm not the person, but I know someone who is, then that would be great, because my goal here is to find, you know, thank you, one or two partners who would be willing to, who say, yeah, we really want to partner with you, so that I can email them and say, hey, what do you think about this film? Like, you know, we have done something where we sent something out and they're like, Jesus is white. We need, you know, I'm like, oh, never thought about that, you know? And they're like, yes. So, you know, I need feedback from the field. You know, I need people who are willing to do that. So, do y'all have any questions? Questions or about anything we've said?
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that it's something that's out there, if we contact you guys, is pretty much your resource is totally free to us. And all you ask is about if we can partnership and help fund some of these things, you will be more than appreciative to accept those things, but it's free.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, we put it on the app.
If you could repeat the question.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is you're saying if you find something, it's free to you. Is that what you're saying? You're asking? Yes, it is true. If you find something that you like, and I'm really, mostly we're looking for short films, because it seems like that's where the audience is going, to shorter and shorter and shorter films. So we're looking at short films really to acquire. We really would like them under 5 minutes, because that's where the audience is. I mean, some people really 2 or 1 minute.
So it's like a tension game.
Yeah. And I know there are some longer films. Like, we're talking about trying to acquire the rights to another Jesus film that has a darker, more ethnic-looking Jesus, so that we can use some of that footage. But more than likely, and, you know, so it could be a big film or a little film, you know. And then we would sign the contract. I've done it before where you go in, you sit down with a filmmaker, and you say, I want to use your film for 10 years, and, you know, I'll pay you this amount of money, and, you know, to be able to use it non-exclusively. So they can go out and do other stuff with it. It's just they're giving us permission to make DVDs and distribute it or put it on our app. So any other questions or about films or strategies? You know, this is pretty typical. Almost every Jesus film showing overseas, it happens. They go through light bulbs. They go through projectors nonstop. Yeah.
I thought that only happened to me.
In fact, I told him, I said, we got to get there early, make sure that projector's working, because it happens all the time. So anyway, you know. But so also we have some resources here that we're they're free to you. We have Jesus Film. It has Story of Jesus as well. This one is Magdalena, and it has Story of Jesus. This one is the Walking with Africa, and I think that's it. I can't give away the Bible studies because we have to take those back because we only have one copy. We borrowed it at the last minute. So, and also these, if you wanted to take one of these to remind you to. So feel free to come up and get it.